Have you ever sat down at your desk, coffee in hand, only to realize you're about to spend the next like 3 hours acting as a human copy-paste machine?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've all been there, right?
Right. You know that feeling. You open up five different browser tabs, download a dozen messy files, and you're just manually updating a master spreadsheet. You just grind through data gathering so you can, finally start the actual work you were hired to do.
It is a phenomenal waste of human potential. Highly skilled professionals end up acting as nothing more than a biological transport layer,
A
basically.
biological transport layer. Wow. That's a grim way to put it, but it's true.
Yeah, they're just moving text from a website into an internal system. And it happens everywhere, especially in high-stakes industries where catching a new opportunity like 5 minutes before a competitor can mean millions of dollars in revenue.
And that painful reality is exactly what we are tearing apart today on this deep dive. We managed to get our hands on a highly confidential executive blueprint created by a data architecture firm called Structured Layer.
Right, and they prepared this exclusively for a client named BidScope360, which is a company operating in the construction bidding space.
Yeah, and the blueprint itself focuses on building a data layer and connected workflows. But I mean, what makes this fascinating isn't just the software, it's the master plan for a massive operational transition.
Exactly. We are looking at the exact mechanics of taking a team trapped in that scattered manual workflow and migrating them to a governed, AI-ready operating layer.
So our mission today is to unpack every single layer of this operational blueprint. We're going to translate the complex data architecture into plain English. We'll break down the real-world timeline and scrutinize the financials down to the dollar, honestly.
And ultimately, we want to understand how building this kind of foundation shifts a team from being mere data fetchers to strategic decision makers. Because to appreciate the elegance of the solution, we really have to look closely at the severity of the problem first.
Right, because Structured Layer didn't just, guess at BidScope 360's pain points.
No, not at all. They conducted intensive face-to-face working sessions with three key stakeholders at the company. I mean, they literally shadowed their digital movements.
Like looking over their shoulders to see every click.
Exactly. They tracked the workflow from the second a source portal was opened to the moment a usable opportunity finally landed on a manager's desk.
I was looking at their findings on the first stakeholder, the opportunity and bid coordinator, and I gotta say, their morning routine is honestly a nightmare.
Bro, it's
They
brutal.
aren't just logging in and looking at a clean feed of new construction bids. They are running a daily digital obstacle course.
The friction is immense. The coordinator demonstrated a process that requires manual portal logins, selecting saved filter criteria.
Like specific trade categories or geographic radii,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. And then just sitting there waiting for legacy portal result pages to load.
Which, if anyone has used a municipal government portal, you know that takes forever.
Oh, absolutely. And think about what happens next. The page finally loads, and they're staring at a massive list of construction projects. Now comes the worst part. Deduplication based entirely on human memory.
Relying on a person's memory for data integrity, that is wild.
It is. The coordinator has to scan that list and think, wait, did I see this Riverside Tower project yesterday, or is this a slightly different phase of the same project?
Relying on a human being to mentally track whether a listing is new or repeated across dozens of portals is just a terrifying single point of failure.
It creates an incredibly fragile business process. Because, if that coordinator is rushing or just distracted by an urgent email, they might miss the fact that a deadline on an existing project was pushed back by a week.
Or they might manually process the exact same opportunity twice, just wasting valuable time.
Right. And finding the listing is really just step one. They then have to manually click into the bid, find the supporting files, and download all these scattered PDFs to their local drive.
Which introduces a huge bottleneck because now those downloaded files have to be handed off to the second stakeholder, right? The estimating or commercial lead.
Exactly. This is the expert who actually needs to evaluate the architectural blueprints, the addenda, and the specific requirements to make a judgment call on whether BidScope 360 should invest the time to submit a proposal.
But to make that judgment call, the estimating lead needs the raw data extracted from those PDFs. And the current workaround they are using is a perfect example of shadow IT.
It really is.
The estimating team is literally dragging these confidential portal documents into consumer AI tools like ChatGPT.
Yeah, that part absolutely blew my mind when I read it. They are treating a sophisticated large language model like a giant, messy copy-paste buffer.
Exactly. They highlight a chunk of a massive PDF, dump it into the chatbot, type, tell me the due date and the required insurance minimums, wait for the output, highlight the AI's answer, switch tabs over to Airtable or a spreadsheet, and just paste it in.
It reveals a profound misunderstanding of how to deploy AI at an enterprise level. I mean, they recognize the summarization power of the technology, clearly. But because they lack a connected data layer, the human worker has to manually bridge the gap.
They're physically shuttling data between isolated silos.
Yes.
Yeah.
And while all this chaotic copy-pasting is happening, you have the third stakeholder, the operations and management lead, just sitting there completely blind.
Right, because I expected the operations lead to be analyzing market trends or something. But instead, they are essentially a human Slack bot.
Management by interruption. It's a classic problem. The operations lead spends their morning staring at a stale spreadsheet, trying to figure out the day's priorities and sending instant messages asking, did we check the municipal portal today? Are there any updates on that hospital bid?
So Structured Layer identified the ultimate consequence of this friction, and it is a massive limitation on the business's overall growth.
Huge limitation. They found that this team is maxing out at manually processing maybe 5 to 7 records a day.
5 to 7. That's nothing. A properly automated pipeline could handle exponentially more than that.
Exactly. They are physically blinded to the broader market simply because their team doesn't have the hours in the day to manually click and drag the data.
Which sets up the target automated state perfectly, because BidScope 360's stated objective isn't just to shave, 10 minutes off their morning routine.
No, they want to be the absolute first team to see relevant construction bidding information, regardless of whether it originates in a clunky municipal portal, an email inbox, a newsletter, or even a LinkedIn post.
Now, being first requires a total paradigm shift. I mean, you can't be first if you rely on a human logging in at 9 a.m.
Right. The objective here is overnight processing. Every 3 hours, around the clock, a background service is sweeping all those authorized channels.
Including nights and weekends?
Yes, 24/7.
Yeah.
Consider the psychological impact of that shift. Let's look at the current manual process. It is akin to a head chef arriving at their restaurant at dawn, but before they can even turn on a stove, they have to drive to 5 different farms.
Oh, I love this analogy.
Right. They have to pull the carrots from the dirt, argue with the farmer about the price of tomatoes, drive back to the kitchen, wash everything, peel it, chop it. By the time they actually start cooking, they are exhausted, and they've only prepped enough food for a handful of tables.
That is exactly what the bid coordinator is doing. But the automated future structured layer is building is the equivalent of that chef walking into the kitchen at 8 a.m. to find a pristine, fully stocked mise en place station waiting for them.
Exactly. The carrots are julienned, the sauces are reduced, the ingredients are perfectly portioned.
An automated sous chef did all the grueling prep work overnight.
Yes. Now, the human chef simply looks at the board, applies their highly specialized culinary expertise, and cooks the meal.
And that elevation of the human role is the core value proposition here. The estimating and commercial leads currently carry a massive cognitive load of background anxiety, right?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
They are constantly wondering, did a portal change a due date yesterday afternoon? Is my spreadsheet stale? By deploying a background service that checks for those exact changes, raises exceptions, and publishes everything to a unified morning queue, you completely eliminate that anxiety.
The human operators transition from a defensive posture, where they're terrified of missing an update, to an offensive, strategic posture. They sit down, look at a dashboard of prioritized, verified opportunities, and use their industry expertise to decide which bids they can actually win.
But building that kind of bulletproof, anxiety-free infrastructure requires a monumental architectural shift. You cannot just slap a shiny user interface on top of a messy process and call it AI.
No, you have to rebuild the foundation from the ground up. And that foundation is governed by a singular, unyielding principle stated right at the beginning of the blueprint. And it says the database is the enduring product.
I cannot emphasize the importance of that principle enough. Software applications come and go. User interfaces change. Even the foundational AI models will be swapped out for smarter versions in, 6 months.
But the underlying data, the verified records, the relational identifiers, the complete history of events, that is the permanent asset.
Exactly. And they draw a very hard line here. They explicitly state that files are not a database.
And if you're listening right now and you run a department, think about your shared network drives. A lot of teams think, well, we have a shared Dropbox folder with all our PDFs, so we have a database.
A folder full of PDFs is entirely dumb.
Yep.
I mean, it might hold the original evidence, but it cannot reliably express identity, status, ownership, relationships, or approval history.
Yeah, you cannot query a Dropbox folder and say, show me all the construction projects where the due date changed in the last 48 hours and the estimating lead hasn't yet approved the new addenda.
You'd have to open every single file manually to figure that out.
Exactly. So to build a database that actually understands meaning, Structured Layer relies on a deeply integrated five-layer architecture. We really need to dissect each of these layers because this is how you actually cure the chaos.
Let's do it.
Let's start at the absolute bottom, layer one, authorized sources. This is where the system interfaces with the messy reality of the internet.
Right, and data acquisition is notoriously difficult, particularly in legacy industries. So Structured Layer deploys a portal connector specifically designed to handle sources that lack modern APIs.
Which is almost every municipal construction portal in existence, right? They're usually built on 10-year-old tech.
At best, yeah. But this connector doesn't just blindly scrape HTML. It is programmed to authenticate using an approved session, apply the necessary geographic or trade filters, and then it executes a crucial instruction, wait and verify.
I noticed that. It explicitly waits for expected result markers and performs partial load checks. Why go to all that trouble just to pull a list of links?
Because the internet is unreliable. If a municipal portal is under heavy load and takes 6 seconds to render a page, a basic script might grab a half-empty screen, conclude there are no new bids, and just shut down.
Oh, wow. So the BidScope team misses a massive opportunity just because of network latency.
Exactly. The portal connector is engineered to recognize that the page hasn't finished loading. It waits for the specific structural markers to appear before it engages. Once the data is fully rendered, it compares the listings to identify what is genuinely new, downloads the associated files, and logs an immutable record of every action it took.
Which seamlessly feeds into layer two verified records. Once that raw data is pulled from the source, it must be stored as unalterable evidence. And this layer introduces what I think is the most critical governance rule in the entire blueprint. It is typed in all caps, no silent overwrite.
That rule is the bedrock of enterprise data integrity. No silent overwrite dictates that when a piece of information changes out in the real world, the system does not simply delete the old value and replace it with the new one.
Let's ground this in a scenario. Imagine BidScope 360 is tracking a $50 million hospital renovation. The portal originally states the bid is due on October 15th. The system captures that. 2 weeks later, the hospital issues an addendum pushing the due date back to October 30th. In a normal spreadsheet, a human would just backspace over the 15th and type the 30th.
Which destroys the historical context. If someone later asks, why were we rushing the estimating team last week? There is no record that the deadline was ever the 15th.
Right.
Structured Layer prevents this by treating every change as an impending event. The accepted values, the source candidates, and the historical values remain entirely distinct. The system logs the change event, attributes it to the source, and applies a client-approved authority rule to determine which date is now active.
I'd compare it to double-entry bookkeeping and accounting, or even like a black box flight recorder. You don't just erase a transaction if you make a mistake, you enter a correcting transaction so the audit trail is preserved.
Exactly. In construction bidding, where submitting a proposal 5 minutes late can disqualify you from a multi-million dollar contract, having an airtight chronological flight recorder of every single data change is a massive liability shield.
It preserves the complete, unvarnished truth of a project's evolution. And once you have that verified truth, you have to organize it. Which brings us to layer three, which the architecture calls stable IDs and relationships.
The design requirement here is something they call canonical identity. Every core entity, you know, every construction project, every participating company, every contact is assigned an immutable structured layer ID.
This solves the pervasive problem of entity resolution, doesn't it? Because names, addresses, and URLs change constantly in the real world.
Constantly.
Let me throw out a hypothetical to test that logic. Say a new development is announced as Downtown Revitalization Phase 1. The system captures it. 3 months later, a new mayor takes office and renames the project the Centennial Plaza Initiative.
Happens all the time.
And maybe the primary developer slightly changes their corporate address too. If a basic automation script is just trying to match text strings, it completely panics, right?
Yeah.
It assumes Centennial Plaza is a brand new project and just creates a duplicate record.
Yes, and suddenly your estimating team is doing double the work on the exact same project without realizing it. But a stable ID functions precisely like a social security number. No matter how many times a person changes their legal name, gets a new haircut, or moves to a different state, their social security number anchors their core identity.
The blueprint gives a great practical example of how it resolves conflicting information, too. It mentions a matching workflow that encounters a stale Google Maps listing.
Google Maps is incredibly useful, but it is not a real-time oracle. A business might move its headquarters, but the Google Maps listing might not reflect the change for weeks. The architectural rule here is fascinating. The system uses the stale listing as evidence, but it refuses to blindly trust it.
So what does it do instead?
It cross-checks the official website domain, analyzes recent activity patterns, checks other approved sources. It attempts to normalize the names and compare the geographic coordinates.
And what if it still isn't sure if, say, Bob's Plumbing on Main Street is the same entity as Robert's Plumbing LLC on Elm Street?
It does not guess. It routes the ambiguous match to a human review queue before it allows an organization ID to be linked or created. It methodically weaves a web of trusted relationships. It confirms that John Doe is an employee of Robert's Plumbing, which is officially a participant on the Centennial Plaza project. All of these nodes are eternally connected by those durable IDs.
So even if the incoming data is a chaotic mess of typos and rebrands, Layer 3 distills it into a unified, stable reality.
Precisely.
Which allows us to move up to Layer 4, permissioned workflows. We have pristine data, we know exactly what it represents, so now we have to govern what the system is allowed to do with it. This layer introduces a mechanism called the release gate.
The release gate acts as an uncompromising bouncer for the automated agents. The blueprint states unequivocally, a downstream workflow only initiates when the required identity, location, due date, scope, and source evidence are definitively present. All blocking conflicts must be resolved, and the action must be explicitly permitted by the current approval policy.
That is a phenomenal safeguard. An AI agent cannot just run wild and start drafting outreach emails based on a half-empty database row.
No, absolutely not. If a lucrative bid is missing its final due date, the release gate stays firmly shut. The downstream workflow is frozen until that missing evidence is provided, either by the portal connector finding it in a subsequent sweep or a human operator manually intervening.
It forces quality control at the structural level. You never have a scenario where an AI model generates a proposal draft based on conflicting scope requirements because the system physically prevents the data from reaching the model until the conflict is resolved.
Which finally brings us to the very top, Layer 5, AI and business outputs. This is the layer that generates the dashboards, the deep research, and the drafted actions.
This is the shiny interface everyone actually wants to buy.
Right, but as we've just seen, it is entirely dependent on those four subterranean layers of authorized, verified, identified, and permission data.
And maintaining those underlying layers requires profound technical resilience. There's a detail in the source regarding how they handle browser-captured records that perfectly illustrates this. They highlight a capability called privacy-first browser repair.
Yeah, that's a huge deal.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. The blueprint explains that this repair mechanism uses redacted DOM, accessibility signals, console, and network signals to understand a changed interface. Break that down for us, because it sounds like the holy grail for web automation, a system that doesn't break when a website updates.
It addresses the fundamental fragility of legacy RPA, or robotic process automation. Traditional scraping scripts rely on rigid visual coordinates or highly specific HTML tags.
Like click exactly 50 pixels from the top left corner.
Exactly. So if a municipal portal decides to update its user interface on a Friday night, and they move the download addendum button from the left sidebar to a drop-down menu on the right, a traditional script completely shatters. It throws an error because the button is no longer at the expected XY coordinate.
The script is essentially blind to the context of the page. It just memorized a location.
Precisely. But Structured Layer utilizes the Document Object Model, or DOM, which is the underlying structural architecture of the web page. Instead of looking for visual pixels, this repair mechanism analyzes accessibility signals. How is the page describing itself to a screen reader used by a visually impaired person? What network requests are firing in the background when a user interacts with the page?
Oh, that is brilliant. Because a screen reader doesn't care if a button is red or blue or if it moved to the other side of the screen. It just knows that there is an actionable element labeled download.
Exactly. Even if the visual presentation changes entirely, the underlying intent and structural hierarchy of the DOM often remain consistent. By capturing and interpreting those structural signals, the system can autonomously comprehend the meaning of the changed interface.
That's incredible.
It dynamically repairs its own mapping, ensuring the automation survives the website update without requiring a human developer to come in and write new code.
It is incredibly sophisticated. So we have this absolute fortress of a five-layer architecture. We understand how it permanently cures the pain of manual copy-pasting. But if you're an executive listening to this, your next immediate question is about capital.
Of course. What does it cost?
Right. What does this level of engineering actually cost, and what is the tangible return on investment? The blueprint is refreshingly blunt about the financials.
It lays out the exact proposed values in the executive response section. The cost for the initial blueprint itself, the deeply researched document we are discussing, is a fixed fee of $3,500.
So BitScope 360 paid $3,500 just for the architectural diagnostic.
Correct. And then the document details the actual build cost. The recommended full implementation of the five-layer system is priced at $18,000. However, they structure it with a credit incentive. Yeah, if BitScope 360 approves the implementation, 50% of that initial blueprint fee, which is $1,750, is credited back against the build cost.
Okay, doing the math, the net implementation cost to transition the team onto this fully automated AI-ready data layer is $16,250. And they estimate the ongoing operating costs, you know, the server hosting, the API calls, at roughly $5 a day initially, optimizing down toward $2 a day as the system matures.
$5 a day to replace thousands of hours of manual data fetching across an entire department.
It's literally cheaper than the department's coffee budget.
Far cheaper.
But let's critically examine that $16,250 net implementation fee. That is a significant capital expenditure for a mid-sized firm. You are essentially buying back your team's cognitive bandwidth. But I have to push back here on behalf of every skeptical operations manager listening.
Go for it.
If you hand over the keys of your opportunity pipeline to an AI, aren't you exposing the company to catastrophic risk? What happens when the AI confidently hallucinates a detail, misinterprets a complex insurance requirement, and automatically fires off a bad proposal that costs the company millions?
That fear of unsupervised AI execution is exactly why so many enterprise AI pilots fail completely. But Structured Layer addresses this risk aggressively. They dedicate an entire section of the blueprint to human control, and they operate on a very strict mantra. The agent prepares, authorized people decide.
That completely rethinks the role of the AI. It isn't an autonomous decision maker, it's an ultra-fast researcher.
Exactly. It radically limits the blast radius of any potential hallucination. The architecture dictates that automated services are never allowed to write directly to the master record. Instead, they output their findings to highly protected ingestion and candidate fields.
Let's visualize that interface. The AI attempts to extract the complicated due dates and participant lists from a messy 50-page PDF. It processes the text, but instead of altering the database's core truth, it essentially raises its hand and says, here's what I believe the answers are, and places those answers in a temporary holding pen next to the master record.
Yes, the blueprint mandates extract dates, values, and participants. Automatic candidate, review low confidence or conflict. Furthermore, if the AI is tasked with drafting an outreach email or a CRM note, the policy is automatic draft with source links. Crucially, nothing leaves the system without a human clicking approve.
So the human operator reviews the candidate field, clicks the provided source link to verify the AI's logic against the original PDF, and uses govern controls to either accept or override the extraction.
And the brilliance of that governed override is that it creates a continuous feedback loop. When the human corrects a mistake in extraction, they aren't just fixing a single typo. Because of the immutable event history we discussed earlier, the system learns from the correction without ever losing the original source evidence.
The human is actively training the data layer to be more accurate tomorrow.
Exactly. Which fundamentally redefines the daily reality of the workforce. There is a profound sentence in the blueprint regarding this human shift. It states, "Your people stop being the transport layer between websites, folders, ChatGPT, and spreadsheets. They become the reviewers and decision makers supervising a continuously updated business system."
That is the true hard dollar return on the $16,000 investment. You take highly compensated estimating leads and bid coordinators, and you stop paying them to copy and paste text. You pay them to look at a high-level dashboard that visualizes source health, verified opportunities, downstream workflows, and system failures.
They supervise the automation. They apply their hard-earned industry expertise to evaluate which bids present the highest margin, rather than exhausting themselves just trying to discover the bids in the first place.
And this structural transparency completely eliminates the operations lead's need to manage by interruption, like we talked about.
Right. Management no longer has to send Slack messages asking for status updates. The unified dashboard provides real-time visibility into the exact status of every opportunity in the pipeline.
So the financial and operational arguments are incredibly compelling. But executing a transition like this is a massive logistical challenge. How does a company actually roll this out without bringing their current daily operations to a grinding halt? We really need to look at the timeline and the rollout roadmap. You can't just flip a switch on a bespoke data architecture and hope for the best.
No, definitely not. The blueprint outlines a highly structured, phased rollout. The delivery estimate is 4 to 8 weeks, contingent upon the client providing access, decisions, and representative data samples. It is a collaborative build.
The adoption phase is particularly clever to me. The document explains how human workers and automated services share the identical operating layer during testing. You mentioned those protected ingestion fields earlier. It sounds to me like they build a secure sandbox within the live environment.
The sandbox is a great way to think about it.
Like, the AI operates in the ingestion fields like an overly enthusiastic puppy in a playpen. It can run around, attempt to extract complex data, and make an absolute mess if it gets confused. But because it is confined to the playpen, it cannot accidentally wreck the main house, the master database, until the humans have fully house-trained it.
That sandbox ensures total business continuity. The human team continues to execute their daily work using the verified read access records. They monitor the puppy in the playpen, using the govern controls to correct its mistakes. The AI learns the specific nuances of BidScope 360's data landscape, but the integrity of the original evidence is mathematically guaranteed.
And once the system is performing reliably, we reach the handover phase. The blueprint establishes rigorous criteria for operational acceptance. The client doesn't just take structured layer's word for it. Named owners at BidScope 360 must physically sign off on the coverage, the accuracy rates, and the failure handling.
And once approved, structured layer hands over the training materials, the operational runbooks, the configuration code, and transparently documents any known limitations.
This handover process introduces a critical differentiator in how structured layer handles data privacy and asset ownership. This is often the primary concern for executive boards, right? In the confidentiality section, they grant the client a strict 14-day blueprint decision window.
Yes. I found this remarkable. If BidScope 360 reviews this entire document and decides, you know what, we aren't ready for a $16,000 architectural overhaul right now, what happens? The blueprint guarantees the permanent deletion of all working materials, the call recordings, the transcripts, the source data samples, the DOM captures. If the implementation is not approved within 14 days, Structured Layer permanently purges it all from their servers.
It acts as an absolute safeguard for the client's competitive intelligence. And even more importantly, if they do approve the build, the architecture is designed around strict vendor independence. Let's return to the core tenet. The database is the enduring product.
Right.
The design mandate states explicitly that the database, the files, the credentials, the schemas, and the documentation must remain entirely within the client's environment.
They specify an Ubuntu VPS, a virtual private server, with encrypted storage and containerized deployments. They build the system, but they build it entirely on the digital property owned by BidScope 360.
The operational consequence of that ownership is massive. The blueprint notes, a replacement team starts from an owned system, not an export request. Think about the nightmare of SaaS vendor lock-in.
Oh, it's the worst. If you want to leave a typical software provider, you have to beg them for a CSV export of your data. It is always a chaotic, flattened mess that strips away all the relational context.
But with this architecture, if BidScope 360 decides to part ways with Structured Layer in 3 years and hire an internal engineering team, those engineers aren't starting from scratch. They take over a fully functioning, pristine database complete with millions of stable IDs and a flawless event history. They actually own the asset.
And this commitment to ownership extends directly to the AI models, too. Under the Your Control section, it states categorically, Structured Layer does not train models on BidScope 360 recordings, source records, documents, prompts, or outputs. The client's proprietary insights are never siphoned off into a global AI model to benefit their competitors.
Which perfectly sets up the final piece of the puzzle here. Spending $16,000 to automate a morning portal check is a great operational win. But the true genius of this architecture is how it scales. How does this foundational investment support the entire future of the business?
The strategic value lies entirely in the reusability of the shared data layer. The blueprint contrasts the chaotic reality of life without a shared layer against the streamlined reality of life with one.
Because without the shared layer, which is how, 99% of businesses operate today, every single time you want to automate a new process, you have to build the infrastructure from scratch. The document points out that in a siloed world, every automation creates its own list, folders, prompts, and duplicate contacts.
It's totally inefficient. If you want an AI to research a competitor, you have to build a tool to feed it the competitor's name. If you want an AI to draft a proposal, you have to build a separate tool to feed it the project specs.
And the most computationally expensive problem in that siloed world is that the model repeatedly receives large raw files to rebuild context.
Yes.
This is a phenomenon I call AI amnesia. Picture your own workflow. On Monday, you open ChatGPT, upload a dense 50-page architectural schematic, and ask it to summarize the HVAC requirements. It'll give you a great answer.
It's been on Wednesday.
Exactly. On Wednesday, you want to use the AI to draft an email to a subcontractor about those same HVAC requirements. Because the AI has amnesia, you have to start a brand new chat, upload that identical 50-page schematic all over again, and re-explain the entire context of the project.
Yeah.
It has absolutely no persistent memory of your business realities.
It is wildly inefficient and highly prone to error. But when you operate with a shared data layer, you permanently cure AI amnesia. The architecture ensures that every workflow reads and writes permissioned records connected by stable IDs.
Because every project, organization, and contact is anchored by an immutable ID, the context is preserved across the entire ecosystem.
As the system runs, it compounds its own intelligence. A newly captured opportunity automatically populates the dashboard, seamlessly links to organizations already mapped in the database, and instantly triggers deep research workflows without ever needing a human to re-explain what the project is. The database is the context.
This foundational context allows BidScope 360 to launch future workflow pilots with incredibly low friction. The opportunity acquisition is really just the baseline. The blueprint outlines several advanced capabilities they can stack on top of it.
Let's look at those pilots. Company research is a massive one. The system can autonomously map out organizations connected to a new bid. It can instantly identify past bidders on similar projects, surface nearby contractors based on geographic data, and predict likely delivery partners.
It can do this instantaneously because the relationships are already permanently mapped in layer 3, right?
Right. It simply queries the stable IDs. It knows that Company X submitted a bid on a functionally identical hospital project 2 years ago, so it surfaces them as a prime candidate for outreach.
Other pilots include automated, quote, workflows, generating highly factual proposal decks based on approved data, and even branded social publishing, turning a verified project win into a formatted LinkedIn post. But the pilot that is truly revolutionary is personalized outreach.
Oh, yeah. Create source-grounded email and LinkedIn drafts referencing the relevant opportunity and company contact.
Imagine completely eliminating the burden of writing manual cold emails. But here is the technical hurdle. How do you get an AI model to draft a hyper-personalized email without sending it massive, expensive, privacy-violating raw files every single time?
That's tough.
Sending a 50-page PDF to an API just to generate a 3-sentence email is incredibly costly and burns through token limits.
This is where Structured Layer deploys a brilliant piece of technology mentioned in the tool stack, the MCP server, or Model Context Protocol. This protocol is the linchpin for secure, scalable enterprise AI. The blueprint specifies that the MCP server receives only required arguments or resources to expose approved database queries, files, or actions.
Let's break down how MCP physically works. In the old system, if you wanted an email drafted, you dumped the entire project folder into the LLM. It's like asking a librarian a simple question, and instead of giving you the answer, they dump an encyclopedia on your desk and tell you to read it.
That's a great way to look at it. The MCP server acts as an ultra-precise intermediary. The automated workflow requests draft an outreach email to the lead estimator at Company X regarding the Centennial Plaza bid. The MCP server intercepts the request. It queries the database, extracts only the lead estimator's verified email address, the exact title of the project, and the specific due date required for the email.
So it packages those tiny, highly structured data points and hands them to the AI model's API.
Exactly. The model receives the current relevant fields and source links required for the task. It receives exactly what it needs to execute the logic and not a single byte more.
This radically reduces API token costs, preserves enterprise privacy by shielding the broader database, and nearly eliminates hallucinations because the AI isn't forced to sift through irrelevant noise.
It is the pinnacle of governed automation. and it beautifully validates the ultimate operating principle stated at the very end of the blueprint. It is a philosophy every modern business should adopt, honestly. Get the source data right, keep it current, make uncertainty visible, then let controlled agents work on top of it.
I love that. That is the absolute antidote to the current AI hype cycle. Everyone wants to buy a fancy AI agent, but if you unleash it on a swamp of messy, scattered, unverified data, it will just generate hallucinations at the speed of light.
You have to pave the roads and build the infrastructure before you can drive the sports car.
It demands discipline. It requires transitioning away from the comfort of manual siloed spreadsheets and committing to a centralized, rigorously governed architecture.
Absolutely.
So let's pull all of this together for everyone listening. We began by examining a painful, all too common reality: highly skilled professionals reduced to acting as a manual transport layer.
Wasting their mornings, logging into slow portals, relying on their own flawed memory to spot duplicate records, and treating AI chatbots like messy clipboards just to establish a baseline understanding of the day's opportunities.
And we explored the architectural cure, a governed five-layer operating system. We walked through the resilient acquisition of authorized sources, the establishment of verified records protected by the no silent overwrite mandate, the creation of canonical identity through stable IDs, the uncompromising security of permission release gates, and the deployment of intelligent AI outputs guided by privacy-first browser repair.
We analyzed the financials too, a $16,250 net investment that buys back an entire team's cognitive bandwidth, shifting them from data movers to strategic supervisors.
We saw how the system is safely incubated in a sandbox environment and ultimately handed over to run on client-owned infrastructure, guaranteeing total vendor independence. And finally, we saw how curing AI amnesia via the Model Context Protocol allows the business to scale infinitely, snapping new workflows like personalized outreach directly into a constantly compounding web of context.
It is a masterclass in treating data not as a byproduct of work, but as the foundational asset of the business itself.
It absolutely is. But before we wrap this up, I want to leave everyone listening with a final provocative thought. It's an implication that isn't explicitly spelled out as a goal in the blueprint, but it is the undeniable consequence of running this architecture over a long time horizon.
You're thinking about the compounding nature of the event history, aren't you?
Exactly. Think about the strict adherence to the no silent overwrite rule. Think about the system meticulously appending every single state change, every due date shift, every bidder list update, all eternally connected via those immutable stable IDs. If BidScope 360 implements this architecture and runs it diligently for 3, 5, or 10 years, they are no longer just automating their morning prep.
No, they are inadvertently constructing something vastly more powerful.
They are building a massive, flawlessly structured, predictive historical database of their entire industry's behavior. If your system knows exactly how often a specific competitor bids on commercial projects in particular zip code, how frequently those specific projects suffer deadline extensions, in which architects are historically involved when a project's scope suddenly changes, does this data layer eventually pivot?
This is a fascinating question.
Does it evolve from simply helping you find bids faster to accurately predicting who will win a bid before the proposal is even submitted?
When you combine perfectly structured historical truth with the analytical capabilities of controlled AI agents, you inevitably cross the thresholds from operational efficiency into future foresight. The primary competitive advantage of the business shifts from the speed of discovery to the accuracy of prediction.
Perfectly structured history becomes future foresight. I love that. So the next time you find yourself stuck at your desk, acting like a human copy-paste machine, driving to 5 different digital farms just to harvest the morning's data, take a step back and ask yourself, are you building a durable database of meaning, or are you just a temporary transport layer? Keep digging, keep questioning, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.